The 2018 Indian movie Razi is one of Tom's favorite spy movies. It received widespread acclaim and was a commercial success. But of course, there are critics. Let's dig into Razi, a movie we think you will want to see. Hi, this is Dan.
And Tom.
Of SpyMovieNavigator.com and our show, Cracking the Code of Spy Movies, your spy movie team bringing you the best coverage of spy movies in the world for almost 5 years. All right. Let's start by saying that Razi is an Indian movie with English subtitles. In case you have not seen this movie yet, we'll take a low spoiler approach as much as we can. We will have to talk a bit about the plot, but won't call out any plot twists when we do.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, Dan. I mean, what is Razi? It's a dramatized movie about a real spy from Kashmir who operated during the Indian and Pakistani War of 1971. And now this movie is not a high action thriller like James Bond or Mission Impossible at all. But it is an espionage movie. And it's, to me, a very good espionage movie. There are some twists. There's lots of tension in it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't go for huge stunts. And I applaud them for this because the plot really doesn't call for a lot of action.
No. But like I said, it's espionage. And I love that part of it, I have to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the disclaimer at the beginning of the movie says this film is inspired by and is a fictionalized and dramatized version of events stated in the book Calling Samat, written by Harinder Sika. All character names, places, buildings used in the film are fictitious. So we start with that premise, knowing that this is based loosely on reality, but it's dramatized. There's fiction in it.
Right.
And it's telling the story of a real spy, but in story form.
Yes.
And to me, what makes this movie work, and why I really like this movie, is it forces the viewer to ask themselves, what am I willing to do for my country? I mean, think about the phrase for queen and country in the James Bond world.
Yeah, for king and country, we see what Bond is willing to do for his country, right? And if you remember Sean Connery's character Malone in The Untouchables, he asks Elliot Ness, what are you prepared to do? That's my impersonation.
Very good. And you're right. It's like, this is a theme in movies, and it really hits home in this movie.
Of course, our own president of the United States, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, in 1960 said,
and so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
So, again, the same concept.
Right. So I think before we dive into this much further, we can look at what I read there from the beginning of the movie where they say it was based on the novel Calling Samat.
Yes.
Now, Samat and Razi are Hindi words, and they have meanings. And like many words, they seem to have different meanings, depending on where you look.
Yeah, right.
But one of the things we see is Razi meaning agreement and secretive. And we also see Samat coming up as agree and consent.
Yes.
Those two concepts of agreement and secretive and agreement and consent are extremely important to the way this movie unfolds. And so
it permeates the whole movie. That concept is permeated. Just like you said, these names are fictitious. So the author made this name up on purpose, Samat, right? And now we know what that means. It means secretive or agreement. And the character, the main character, the young woman playing Samat Khan, her name means secretive and consent. Again, it permeates everything she does throughout this entire movie. So
it's not just her. I mean, the movie starts where this agreement and consent happens between two gentlemen.
Right.
And then, like you say, it permeates the movie. I just love those names for it because it really is what this movie is about.
This is the kind of stuff I think that when you do go watch this movie and now you've heard this stuff here, it's going to enhance your viewing of the movie because these things actually mean something to the movie and they're very important to the movie. And we just did a little extra digging to find this out. So this is cool stuff.
And it really is. And in Razi, we get to see what people are willing to do for their country, going back to that theme. So we have agreement for how we will do things. We have to be secretive. And what are we going to do for our country?
Yeah.
And what I really like about this movie is it respects both the people of Pakistan and the people of India.
It does.
The viewpoint of the movie is taken from a pro-India perspective, but definitely, unlike many movies like this, the Pakistani people are not portrayed as villains.
But I want to say something about this, because really this whole, the concept of love of country, and that does, it's big here. Love of country and the belief that you are on the right side, doing the right thing for your country. That's the basis really here of this movie. And but for both Pakistan and India, they believe they're on the right side no matter what. And the movie kind of shows us this. And these situations, I'm sorry, it always reminds me of Mathis in Quantum of Solace when he's telling Bond.
But I guess when one's young, it seems very easy to distinguish between right and wrong. But as one gets older, it becomes more difficult. The villains and the heroes get all mixed up.
Exactly what this is about. This is espionage, two countries espionaging against each other, and they both feel they're right. This is how it is. So Mathis is correct.
And I love the way they show it, because again, it's not like either side is portrayed as the villain.
Right.
They're on opposite sides of this conflict. To me, that's just a refreshing way to see this.
Yeah. When you watch a Bond movie, we know what side we're on. In this movie, I have to say, they make you feel for both sides, which is interesting. All right. So the basic story is that this Kashmiri man recommends that his daughter, Samat Khan, be a spy for India against Pakistan. She's very smart. She's a college student with a photographic memory and must disrupt her life to do this. And Samat is played brilliantly by Alia Bhatt, by the way.
She is one of my favorites.
She's fantastic.
She really is.
You've seen her in other things, I'm sure. Yeah. She did an American movie once, I think, right?
Yeah, she did.
The movie then follows her development as a spy and takes us through her mission. She's new as a spy, so she does make mistakes along the way. So does Bond. I mean, and Bond's been doing it for a gazillion years, right? So there you go.
70.
Yeah. When her father tells her of his plans for her, and she asks him, why do you risk your own life for your country? His response was, that is my father's legacy, because his father recommended him to be a spy when he was younger. So Samat says to him, but my father, too, has raised me with the same belief. There you go. That nothing comes before the country, not even yourself. That was your point a few minutes ago, Tom.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you willing to do for your country? And so, again, go back to her name, Samat, and what it means, consent, right? And secretive, this is the consent part where she's agreeing to what her father wants, and it's going to be secretive because she's a spy. All right.
Yep, absolutely. And later in that movie, though, we also get the line, love can never come before country. And it's an interesting line because of the context of how it's said and who it's said between. I'm not going to give that away.
Yes. But again, it reminded me of all the Bond movies, right? Well, where Bond say, oh, he's misusing women, he's doing this. Bond is going to do whatever he has to do to get his mission done because he believes this too, that love can never come between him and the country.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's it. So this is, again, something I think we all understand who watch spy movies.
Yep, absolutely. And the other thing about this, you know, I like this movie a lot.
Yes.
But I actually think the beginning of the movie is fairly slow. It deals with some family issues for about 16 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
And I think they overdid that a little bit. I mean, I get why they did it, but to me, I thought it should have been quicker into her getting into her spy training under the tutelage of this very strict, very fair. And wow, what a character, Khalid Mir, in this thing.
You know, that's fantastic. And I agree with you. This starts off slowly. I mean, it's over a 2-hour movie. So yeah, it's a slow start. And I have to say though, you have to read the subtitles unless you speak the Indian Hindi language, which I don't.
I don't either.
And for me, in general, I'd rather watch a movie than read a movie because I get distracted, right? I'm reading. I got to read. You have to read everything here because you won't understand anything that's going on.
Well, that's true. And, but I will also say that, and this is maybe just because of a difference between the way you and I work, Dan, is I'll watch a movie like this, reading it, get the basics, and then I'll rewatch it. Reading it becomes a lot easier, and you can pay attention more to what's going on the screen a little more. But yes, we've talked about subtitles being an issue.
You still got to read it to see what's going on. And even the second time, you still got to, okay, well, oh yeah, right, he's saying that again. But sometimes they'll say something that's like for 10 seconds, and then the answer will be in the subtitles, oh yeah. It's like, wait a minute. All right, anyways.
It was more than that.
But the pace does pick up, I have to say, and it does grab your attention. So I, when you time you wanted to verse through this, I was thinking, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do this movie. But I have to say.
Because I kept telling you how much I liked it, and it's like, I haven't seen it. I don't like subtitles. So.
Yeah. I don't mind if, like, you're watching a World War II movie, and they have, the Germans are speaking, and they're speaking German to make it authentic. I mean, you have a few subtitles. This, of course, you know, yeah, 2 hours and 15 minutes or something. And it's all, but that's the way it is.
So, Dan, it doesn't
make it a bad movie. I'm going to say that. And okay. I'm backing off my initial stance.
Okay, good.
That I don't want to do that because it actually does pick up and it does grab your attention and you do want to know what's going to happen. And it's good at that. So they do a very good job at that. And like the training she gets at the hands of Khalid Mir, like you mentioned his name. I mean, that was telling. That was a great little sequence. And at one point, Khalid Mir tells her, if you ever feel that your cover is about to be blown, trust your instincts and inform us. We'll clear a way to extract you out of there immediately.
Yeah, and that's fairly early on in the movie. But boy, what a foreshadowing.
Yeah.
He tells her that on the first day of trading.
Everyone, you want to keep that in mind when you're watching this movie.
And we recommend
you to watch it.
Yeah, and it's a very different story than the disavowed message you get in Mission Impossible. Here it's, if you think your cover's about blown, let's get you out of there.
Yeah. They're not disavowing any knowledge of your action, but there are twists and turns here as well, as sometimes things are not so obvious that you're watching. And by the way, Jalip Alawad, who played Khalid Mir, was one of my two favorite characters here.
Oh, he was great. He's
consistently tough and dedicated to the cause. And as the story unfolds, you see this in everything he does. And his face, one of the best faces you can have for his role. And interesting, I'll mention something in a little bit. He does an amazing job. One of the true highlights of this movie is his character and how he plays. Oh my God.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in total agreement with you there.
Yeah.
Now, okay, let's go forward a little bit. We don't want to give away too much of the plot. But we've said that the espionage here starts out a little slow and takes some time. And then Saymat is implanted into a situation. It takes time for her to do her spying because of the situation she's put into. And it's a very fluid situation. And she handles this very well. Remember, she's just gotten her training.
Yeah,
and she's stuck in a pretty tough situation.
She is.
And she's playing the long game here. And she develops the trust. And also, like we see in many spy movies, we do see an intelligence agency having conflicts with their superiors. Think about M having to re-justify MI6, right? And why we have agents and everything. There's similar type of conflict in this movie where the superiors don't necessarily want to listen to what the intelligence agency is telling them.
Yeah. There's a couple of other things that happen in this movie too that keep the relationship between M and Bond in mind when you watch this movie with the relationship between Saymat and Khalid. Yeah, keep that in mind. All right. Now, Tom, all right, you think this is a great movie. So tell us why you think this is such a good spy movie.
Okay. The first thing is, I kind of alluded to this earlier, is this movie to me humanizes the enemy. And to me, I really like that. It never resorts to excessive nationalism, even though you're talking about both sides getting ready for a conflict, right? There are few instances of like a snide comment maybe from a Pakistani to Saymat about her Indian background.
Yeah,
but it's more set to make a conflict between the two characters than really an anti-nationalism theme. between.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. I mean, the entire movie revolves around nothing is more important than your country. And both sides believe that. So I think nationalism is big here. And I think dedication, I mean, we just talked about it. Dedication. Yeah, well,
but it's nationalism. It's nationalism without being negative, right? You don't get the, oh, those dirty so-and-sos.
Yeah. Okay, you're not getting that.
Right. Yeah, and to put an example, no Indian character is portrayed as an absolute hero, even Samat. And no Pakistani character is really portrayed as a villain. And the conversation between Samat's dad and a Pakistani gentleman, that's where the whole agreement consent thing we talked about earlier is.
Yeah. I mean,
that to me is really humanizing that these are people trying to make things work.
They're people trying to make things work. But that relationship in the beginning of the movie between the father you mentioned and the Pakistani brigadier, I mean, that it's all deception, though. I mean, everybody knows that from the beginning of the movie, so we're not giving anything away here. So yeah. I don't know.
It's done in a it's done without it trying to look like, oh, you so-and-so, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you don't have a Hugo Drax and say, oh, you nasty son of a...
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you don't have one of those. Okay, yeah. I'll give you that. All right. The film does suggest that the enemy lies in the eyes of the beholder. I'll agree with that. And really, in any conflict, that's true.
Yeah, like it's kind of like what you just talked about with Mathis telling Bond, right? I mean, that's that same kind of thing.
Yeah, it is that kind of thing. All right, so what else, Tom?
All right, so the next thing that I really like about this is the complexity of the characters combined with some really excellent acting. We'll start with Samat, and she's like the main person in this movie, played by Alia Bhatt. Now, we've mentioned her in numerous podcast episodes. She's a star in India and gives a great nuanced performance here in Razi. And
she
I know I'm a big fan of Alia, and I think you've become one here, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, she's good. She's fantastic.
Yeah, she's won Best Actress Awards in India for her portrayal here of Samat.
Yeah.
The character goes through a lot of emotions, and I think Bhatt does this very well. Now, we're going to talk about some criticisms of this movie that we've read, but yeah. I think that she does this really well, and she has some really unpleasant things she has to deal with that are against her wishes. But again, what are you prepared to do for your country? And that comes.
And you know, even though there's this conflict, and, you know, Bond, we don't see a lot of conflict when he kills people, even though, you know, in the books, you know, he doesn't like killing people, but, you know, in the movies, he kills people. He doesn't have any problem about it. In this movie, she does. She is conflicted when she has to do things as a spy that, yeah, I mean, she was a college kid and now you're a spy. And yeah, so there is that tension. And I love how they built that tension. Again, I don't know how much of that was real in the real world, what that happened, or how much they built into this movie, but they do an excellent job in the movie of building the tension, especially in those scenes with her where, you know, she's conflicted. All right.
And now a couple places that you might have seen Alia Bhatt before, one very, very successful Indian movie, I think it was from last year, RRR. Mm-hmm. She's in that. In the Netflix movie Heart of Stone, that was her first US-based role.
Yeah,
great. And so we talked about her performance in Heart of Stone when we did our no spoiler review of that movie.
Yeah.
So she's one of those up and comers that I really, really like.
Yeah. Samat's patriotism here is a family based emotion. It's not a natural conviction for her, like you're saying. She is conflicted. Her actions are constructed and controlled at first by her father and then by Khalid Mir. So she is obeying orders. And a lot of times it goes against her brain.
And
that's all we're going to say.
Yeah. And the conflict with this character, every lie, everything she overhears,
yes,
and every hidden truth feels like a race against time for Samat. Sometimes she realizes it and sometimes she doesn't. And we, the viewer, realize it.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Now,
there's a little Hitchcockian stuff there too, because sometimes we know more than she knows in the movie.
Yep.
We see stuff and we say, no, go do this, get out of there, whatever. I love that part of it because it does bring us into it. And that they do a good job of that throughout the movie, really. They do a good job.
All right, so the next character I wanted to call out is one that we haven't mentioned yet. And his name is Iqbal Sayed. And he's very well played by Vicky Kaushal. Now, he's the son of a Pakistani brigadier. And his character is key to the portrayal of humanized enemy. He's a very thoughtful character. I really think you have to like him. He is such a nice guy, but he's on the wrong side of the conflict as far as Tiamat is concerned. As things progress, you feel sorry for him. I mean, he's technically a Pakistani, an enemy of India, but he's kind of all of a sudden blindsided by what's going on. And by the time he finally realizes what's happening, there's a great scene of him trying to cope with it. Again, I thought it was very, very well done. The character development was very well done, and the acting was very well done.
Yeah, his acting was superb, again, very solid. And he's put into a situation, again, there's a lot of deception going on in this movie, as you would anticipate in any spy movie, except Bond, where he says, my name's Bond, James Bond, to everybody, and everybody knows who he is. Here, there's actual deception, and there's actual espionage going on. So I agree, this Iqbal guy, he was a unique character in the storyline, and as a viewer, you cannot help but feel somewhat supportive of him. I agree. Which, again, may have been the design and the purpose of this character. While this is based on the true story, like you were saying, I don't know how much of it is true, or how much was the real character versus what they're putting on the screen. Was he really like the character portrayed here in Razi? I don't know. But in most spy movies, you know whose side you're on. Like we said, as a viewer, you know. But here, there are many ambiguities which ping-pong you back and forth. And I think Samat's handler, Khalid Mir, is, as I said, one of my two favorite characters in the movie, played by Jaideep Alawat. Now, I read an article, and we're going to love the title of this article because, hey, we have a lot of impact on the world, I think. This article is called Decoding Razi's... come on. Decoding Razi's Khalid Mir. With Jaideep Alawat. And from the movie, we learned that this character was well-versed in his profession, but that the intent was, from this article, here's the quote, "No one should get to know that who exactly Mir was. There is nothing that should be clear on his face. Emotions like anger or fear should remain inside and shouldn't show anything to anyone. Nothing could be more significant than his mission," unquote. Oh my God.
Yes.
This guy, Alawat, plays this to perfection based on this insight we got right there. He plays this to perfection. His face is exactly what this quote said to do. You don't know anything from his face.
I would not want to play poker against him.
Yeah. We are always left wondering, what's this guy thinking? What's he really thinking? What's he really up to? We're guessing constantly. Oh, all right.
All right. So let me get on my third thing here that I think, and why we should like Razi, and it's the cultural context. And I know it's similar to what I've been talking about, but unlike many spy films, Razi doesn't lose sight of its cultural context. We see both the cultures of India and the Pakistani people throughout the movie. Again, without, what's the word I want to use? Without bias in how they're portrayed. Right. And so I just really, really like that. Right. So as an example of this, as Samat tries to integrate into a family, there are cultural differences highlighted, and but they're not scorned upon, right? When they do that.
Yeah, one guy's a little scornful, but.
Well, he's the one, you know. Okay, Abdul is a character that is, he's not happy she's there. And so, and he kind of lets her know that, and kind of lets her know this is the way we do things. But
that's what I mean.
Yeah, but I don't think it's there's cultural differences, and they're pointing them out, right?
Yeah.
And the camera focuses on the spy, Samat, but the perspective extends beyond her. So it envelops the humanity again at play.
Okay. All right.
And so as Razi ramps up the tension, leading to this explosive final act, it starts slowly and builds over time. And there are many tense scenes, especially as the movie progresses, without resorting to a bunch of action sequences.
That's true. And they do a damn good job of that. I said that earlier. Fantastic.
And I think this movie leaves viewers questioning the repercussions of war on the human psyche, I mean, what she goes through, what Saimak goes through emotionally in this movie is one way we get to this question. But the emotions of the other characters showcase what happens during the war. And I look at that especially with Iqbal character, because the emotional play that happens because of what happens between those two, I really like.
Yeah, they tug at our hearts on both sides. And I say that, yeah, I agree. Overall, what I liked most about Razi was its seeming realistic portrayal of espionage and the life of a spy. Lots of time was spent depicting the training, the risks, and the sacrifices involved in espionage, and really to some degree in the inhumane aspects of espionage, which adds authenticity to this whole narrative, I think. That I liked a lot, and I think they've done that better than most spy movies you see.
That part absolutely
was fantastic. All right,
so I think on the positive sides, and these are the positives we think of this movie, we think Razi is an excellent film because it avoids the cliches. It maintains the cultural sensitivity. It delves into the complexity of espionage without losing sight of humanity. And it's done with an excellent cast. All right, so now, Dan, there are some critics of Razi that I said, and we're going to point out their thoughts as well.
Yeah, and to one degree or another, I am too. All right, before we do that, let's give a shout out to some of our listeners who give us feedback on our episodes. We love that. So big shout out to Graham Thubrin, Morgan Lisney, John Ross, Kevin DeNovis, William Canis, Lorenzo Granger, Alex Lamas, John Bertel Hansen, Matthew Hiller, Jerry McDonald, and David Hughes. Keep the feedback coming, and we'll give you a shout out too.
And we really do appreciate that.
All right, let's get to some of the critics.
All right, so one of the critiques is some people complained that Razi is melodramatic and say that Aliyah Bhatt's emotional range oscillates between overly melodramatic and stoically stone-faced, which they found distracting. However, we actually think this is a role that demands this out of Aliyah Bhatt, because the Saimak character has to deal with a lot, and it's a lot of emotional swings, sometimes very, very quickly.
Yeah, I would disagree with that critique as well, because it required her to act like that.
Yeah, I just...
her situation. Yeah.
Now, another complaint that I've seen is there are some missed details. And they claim the movie occasionally skims over essential details needed for a believable espionage thriller. And I personally disagree with that, because I think you see what you need to on camera. The movie's 2.25 hours long, and adding more detail, I think, would be cumbersome. Yeah, so I think you're going to skim over some stuff, but they put it all together for you.
I mean, part of that is this really the simplification of the political context. I mean, it was, in real life, it was politically intense. So some critics argue that Razi oversimplifies the political complexities of the Indo-Pakistani conflict. And the focus on the personal journey of the protagonists, does that detract from the deeper exploration of these geopolitical context stuff? Like you said, Tom, it's over 2 hours now. Yeah, there's no way they could have developed all of this deep political context into this movie. It was more like Bond on a mission, go accomplish your mission. Here, Saimak, you're on a mission, go get the mission done. It was more like that. And they don't have the time to go develop all of this geopolitical stuff.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. Right, so another criticism that I've seen is people complaining about a repetitive motif. They say the central conflict of Saimak's struggle between her dual personas repeats itself, potentially disorienting viewers. Again, I disagree that this, because I think this repetition is necessary, as she's ping-ponging between dealing with people on both sides of the fence and trying to get her job done. I mean, the struggle is key in our opinion, and she does have to oscillate because she has to assimilate into a group of people. And there are some things she has to do, which are going to go back between, well, here's who I really am, and here's who I am as a spy. And
yeah. I mean, again, her situation dictates that she has to be this way. So I didn't think I was going to be defending this movie as much as I am. But
I'm just glad I finally got you to watch it.
This is another critique that's wrong. Her situation demands she acts that way.
Let's not say it's wrong. Let's just say we disagree with it.
with that right. critique. What do you do? All right.
And then finally, if you are not used to watching a movie from India, some things are handled differently than what we see here in the US. You know, like Dan was talking yeah. about the fact that it's in subtitles and he struggles, you know, he doesn't want to read the movie, he wants to watch the movie.
Yeah.
Right. So as an example that was also interesting to me was at one point, one of the characters pulls out a cigarette and the word smoking kills are displayed on the screen. You don't see yeah. that here in the US, right?
Yeah, I don't see that here.
And then also many Indian movies have dance breaks where there's a song played and people dance. And the words to the songs often advance the plot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Razi, there are no dance breaks, but there are a few scenes where a song gets played, where action occurs. As an example, there's a wedding in this movie. Mm-hmm. We don't hear dialogue. It's just the song playing. We hear the lyrics of the song.
Right. And you see the subtitles. So, I mean, there are songs played in this movie whose words that are displayed on the screen in subtitles are meaningful to the plot and the story. So you do have to pay attention to the song.
Yes. And as I said, right? It's very common in Indian movies that you see that.
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't break into dancing, as I think that can detract from some plots.
Yeah.
For example, in Pathaan, there was a dance break that I thought detracted from the movie, mm-hmm. even though the lyrics tried to pull the plot along. It's a different way of producing movies and watching a movie than what we get here in the US. And so if you're new to an Indian movie, you may go like, wow, that's different.
Realize, but here there's no struggle with the lyrics pulling along the movie. I think they're part of the movie and intentionally integrated in the movie exceptionally well.
Yes. And that's usually the case. It's just a lot of times there's dancing and thank goodness there isn't, because I think they would have detracted from
the movie. Yeah. Yeah.
So, in summary, opinions on Razi vary. I personally really like it. And Dan, I think you're coming along to that, right?
Yeah.
That we like this movie a lot. It has its strengths, while some viewers may find certain aspects less appealing. Ultimately, whether you think it's a good or a bad spy movie depends on your individual preferences and expectations. And I also wonder how big an influence your culture will have on your opinion of Razi. I don't have a big background on the mm-hmm. Indian Pakistani war. And if I was Indian or Pakistani and I had relatives who fought in those wars, you might have a different opinion than we do here.
Yeah, your cultural background is going to be going to impact your view of the movie in some degree. However, you look at it as a spy movie, you like spy movies, this is a very good spy movie.
So, I absolutely agree.
You should see the movie. We hope that what we've just done here is going to enhance your viewing of the movie. And that's about as far as we're going to go. That's a wrap. All right. This has been Dan.
And Tom.
Of SpyMovieNavigator.com and our show, Cracking the Code of Spy Movies. Subscribe to our show in your favorite podcast app and to our YouTube channel, too. Lots of fun stuff there. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you spending time with us.